Is that you, my sweet? Come here. I have something I need to test on you. But first things first, I need to switch you to your human form. Are these for me? Thank you. I needed mulberries. I was almost out. Oh, you checked before you left? You're so helpful. Ready to turn into a human? Right, you get used to your limbs, and I'm going to pour you a little cup of this concoction that I've come up with. Some of the local people in town have come around asking for a love potion. You know me. Normally, I don't dabble in this kind of magic, but it had been a while and I felt like I was getting rusty. This is a lower dosage than I would give them, but really, I just want to make sure it works. It'll wear off in a few hours, of course, but I did add a little something special in it just for you and me. I couldn't help myself. I wanted to see if I can make you feel things like physical sensations more intensely. So it's a love potion and it's gonna make everything just a tad bit more intense. It'll wear off in a few hours though. Yes. It should make you fall deeply in love with me, but let's be real. You already kind of are. So go ahead, drink it. Is it tasty? I made sure to make this one sweet so it could be passed off as a smoothie or maybe a drink of some kind. It's the perfect balance of a little bit of tartness, but it's still sweet, at least in my opinion. I worked really, really hard to nail the flavor down. Oh, and you didn't even leave a single drop. The best familiar a witch could ever want. You feel anything different? Oh, your eyes are starting to look a little weird. Did I miscalculate and give you too much? But no, that can't be it. My calculations are never off, especially when it comes to you. I know you like the back of my hand. Come on, oh, I overreacted there. Your eyes, they're coming back to me. That's good. Come back to me. How are you feeling? Do you notice any difference? I know you love me. You've loved me since you first met me and begged me to become my familiar. It works. What you're talking to me about, expressing, it's just a potion. I'm glad this one is a lot stronger, though. Let me mark that down. What are you doing, my sweet? You know, you don't have to stand that close to me. I'm just writing down my findings. It's nothing special. You know I take careful notes and all. If you take a step back, and let me get done this. I'll be able to do it quickly, and then I can give you all the attention that you need. You understand? I know that you're needy, but I'm trying to get my work done. Yes, I understand I gave you a love potion, but you can't really blame me. I'm trying to do stuff for my work. You understand that. You're my familiar, aren't you? Don't you want to be good for me? Do you want my undivided attention? Then you need to let me work. I told you, I'll pay attention to you when I'm done. I'm not done yet. You're being very distracting. Do I need to threaten you, my sweet? I have no problem coiling you tightly in my tail so that you can't even think about misbehaving. Because as much as I love having you so closely trying to get my attention, this simply isn't working. I need to get this done. So be good. I warned you. Forgot how fast my reflexes were? That love drunk? So adorable. But I can't do anything with you like this. Such a needy little brat. You wanted my attention. Well, now you've got it. So, what are we going to do about that? I guess you need my undivided attention, but we're going to do this my way. Since you keep insisting on distracting me, wiggling wrapped up in my strong tail, I'll just have to find a way to satiate you until the potion wears off. Starting to feel any better? You have all my attention on you. My lips are on your lips. My tails are wrapped around your body. What happens if I squeeze just a little bit? cut off your air supply for a few seconds while we kiss. Turn you on just a little more. You can't hide anything when you're wrapped up in my tail like this. You wanted all my attention. Now you have it. Are you enjoying this? The warmth of my lips, the warmth of my tail, completely surrounded by me, completely at my mercy. Exactly what you wanted. It's even better than when we normally play, isn't it? Everything is enhanced because you are love drunk. You need my attention to survive. Without it, you would wither away, wouldn't you, my sweet? Don't worry. I won't let that happen. Not to you. You're the best familiar I've ever had. So happy to please me. So sweet. Naturally submissive. Willing to do what ever I tell you, because you know it makes me happy. Never have I ever seen a human take so naturally to this. You really are perfect for this job. Oops. Was that squeeze a little too tight? Your noise didn't seem to be one of protest. Want me to constrict further? Only let you release from my tail a little bit when I tear apart our lips and let you catch your breath. good pet. You know your place. A perfect familiar to a witch like me. Weren't even freaked out about the snake body. If anything, it made you more intrigued, didn't it? You were made for this. Made to be mine. Made to be squeezed tighter. And even a little tighter. And then released just enough to get air back into those lungs. You've came from just being squeezed before, from just being kissed and wrapped in my tail. Do you want to try again? Or using the bottom of my tail, should I penetrate you? Make you see stars, all while I watch you writhe and moan around in my tail, completely lost to pleasure. You probably have your preference for what you prefer, but this is my decision. After all, what kind of witch would I be if I let my familiar, under the spell of a love potion, make a decision? You clearly aren't in the right head. I know what's best for you. Let me take care of you, my pet.